Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get ready for the start of the Saints season Sunday, hosting Carolina. I want to remind everybody, too, that the NFL season will kick off Thursday night with Ravens at Chiefs. We'll bring you all the action in the AFC title game rematch. Pat Mahomes and the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs face off with two-time MVP Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. You can join us for Thursday night football, the season opener, pregame at 7 o'clock, kickoff 7:15 right here on WWLAMFM.com. And always streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Going to get into back into more of our Saints sound as we get ready for this Carolina kickoff week one. Alvin Kamara talked to the media, always a great soundbite. He was asked, where is this team? Is it where they need to be right now to make a return for the playoffs we've been so starved of?
I mean, the season here now, so it's kind of like we're going to find out on Sunday. You know, that's going to be our first real, I guess, feeling of, you know, are we where we need to be? Are we where we think we are? Or do we still got a lot more work to do? Or, I mean, you know, it's early. It's game one. But, you know, I feel like you got to kind of come out hot and kind of establish who you're going to be. So we'll see.
Definitely got to set that tone. Getting off to a slow start would not be good. Already the LSU Tigers seem to be behind the eight ball after week one again this year. And, you know, the Saints, we've talked about it a lot, the fact that the start of the schedule this year is tougher than the back end. So just stay alive and stay in the hunt. Don't get too deep of a hole when you're trying to close out the season and then we're going through every playoff scenario of what they need to do.
Must win.
Yeah, I don't win. I hate to say that week one, but it is.
It is. It's for sure is because the schedule that follows it. Like we talked about this a couple weeks back, Steve, that the sports books came out with the odds for what a team's record was going to be after the first five games. And typically, if you lose three or more games, your playoff odds decrease pretty significantly than the teams that go 4-1, obviously 5-0, even like 3-2, having a winning record after, you know, those first five games. And the Saints, after that game against Carolina, Carolina is the easiest game of that bunch by far.
Right.
And maybe until basically the Denver Broncos game on Thursday Night Football, that's Schiller said that they were kind of a sleeper in the AFC, and they might be, but just on paper, it seems like the start of the schedule is just brutal for the Saints.
He's a Denver guy, too, so he might be leaning a little harder towards the orange.
True.
we heard that, you know, obviously Tyrann Mathieu talked about heading into year 11 in the NFL. Well, believe it or not, Alvin Kamara, this will be year 8. How's he feeling going into this season?
Man, it's another year, man. It goes by fast. I mean, everybody wasn't here, but I know all y'all remember rookie Alvin, and, you know, and now it's year 8, and I'm like, dang, it flies. You know, Mark and Adrian Peterson and Ted Ginn, they all told me that, and I'm 2017. I wouldn't think I'd be sitting here. Like, I'm like the old dude now, like, damn. And I'm telling everybody else, like, man, this flies. It goes quick. So, I mean, it's a blessing, you know, and especially to be in the same place for so long. Man, you know, I was thinking about it last night. You just put in a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice, and to be able to still be doing it, it's amazing.
Obviously, we know those contract negotiations don't seem to be going anywhere with a new deal for Alvin, but definitely sounds like a guy that still wants to be in New Orleans.
Yeah, for sure. But as he mentioned, nothing got done and nothing's going to get done, at least for now. And if he balls out and he earns a contract extension, good for him. But you got to do it this year.
Yeah, you got to wonder. I mean, if he balls out, then he's going to have a bunch of suitors, and who knows if the Saints can end up paying him then.
I don't know if he's going to have a bunch necessarily, because he is going to be entering age 30 for a running back, which is, you know, 27 is
considered the death sentence, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, 30, I know.
The general trend for running backs in the NFL is that guys don't typically get a second big contract. And especially if you're getting up there in age, you know, if you're getting to be 30 years old, we'll see what happens. But if Alvin obviously performs, he's going to get paid by somebody.
Yeah, we're talking about, obviously, you know, getting up in age, father time. Alvin Kamara, now 29 years old, and he admits right now, this is the time.
There is no time to waste because, I mean, okay, let's just say half. I'm at a halfway point. If I were to play 16 years or whatever, 10 years, or I'm on the back end of my career, right? So, I mean, that's just an assumption. But I don't want to waste no time. I don't want to sit here and say, oh, well, I got time. There ain't no time. So I'm trying to run it up. Like, I'm trying to do what I can to have the most success, you know, and then in this league, we measure success by a Super Bowl playing in February. So,
mentioning that Super Bowl, well, most of the media, local or national, doesn't really believe that this black and gold squad is going to, you know, be in that number to be able to play in the Super Bowl that they're hosting. I think Jeff Duncan's column came out the other day, and three media members just had them with 10 wins. You know, other than that, it was either 9-8 or below. And, you know, that's just not going to cut it for this bunch if they want to be a true contender. But Alvin Kamara was asked, can they surpass those expectations of the media?
I ain't going to lie. Look, I don't watch ESPN. I don't watch a lot of that stuff. I just hear what people talk about in here. And they're like, you know, well, ESPN ranked us whatever or wherever. And these people are saying this and that. I don't really look at it. I hear some of it from just overhearing things in the locker room, but I don't really care about where, you know, I think I've been pretty consistent in that throughout my career. Like, I don't care what nobody else say. I'm just worried about what's going on in this building. So whatever we have to do in this building to succeed every Sunday, that's what we'll do. So, I mean, whatever everybody else is saying, then good for them. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I don't take any offense to it.
What we got to do is head to break. Coming up soon at 7 o'clock, the Saints Hour, hosted by the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, going to take a break. Be back to close out this edition of Sports Talk right after this.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.